Okay, let's unpack this. Welcome to the deep dive.
Glad to be here.
So today we're diving into some really important recent updates to state transportation laws, all based on the material you've shared with us.
That's right. And our goal is pretty straightforward.
Yeah, we want to cut through the legal jargon, help you understand two key changes.
One affects those temporary license plates, the paper ones you see.
And the other strengthens the move over or slow down law. We'll lay out what's new, why it matters, and crucially, the consequences.
Especially if maybe you're not totally up to speed on these specific legal points already.
Exactly. What's really interesting in this material is seeing how these, well, seemingly technical legal words can have massive real-world impacts.
Oh, absolutely. Take those temporary paper plates. They've been, well, a bit of a hot topic, haven't they? Lots of issues with fraud.
Right. And one big legal shift, it looks like, from House Bill 718 in the documents tackles this head on. It actually reclassifies temporary plates.
Yes. And this is where it gets really significant. They're now classified as government documents.
Okay, government documents. For someone not living in legal codes, what does that practically mean? What's the effect?
It gives the law much more teeth against people making or using fake tags. You see, before, maybe it was a lesser violation, registration stuff perhaps.
Minor fraud, maybe.
Possibly. But now, because it's officially a government document, making, selling, even just having a fake one falls under a much tougher statute.
Which statute is that?
It's Penal Code Section 37.9A, tampering with a governmental record.
Wow. And what kind of penalties are we talking about there?
Means potentially starting at a Class A misdemeanor, think significant fines, maybe even jail time.
Okay.
And it can go up to a state jail felony if there's proof someone intended to defraud or harm with it. It's a much more powerful tool for law enforcement.
That is a huge jump. Just by changing the definition of that piece of paper really shows how critical the exact wording in a law is.
Absolutely. It elevates the whole thing. It's not just a vehicle code thing anymore. It's more like a crime against the government's process.
Okay, let's shift gears then. The second big area in the material, updates to the move over or slow down law.
Right. This is the law that protects emergency responders, tow trucks, road workers, folks stopped on the side of the road.
So, what's the specific change from House Bill 898, according to the sources?
This one focuses on repeat offenders. The basic rule, move over a lane or slow down, that hasn't changed.
But the consequences have, for people who violate it more than once.
Exactly. They're significantly increased.
So, say you got a ticket for this before and you get caught again. What happens then based on the documents?
Or for a second offense, assuming no property damage or injury, the fine itself goes up from the first time.
Okay, a bigger fine. But what if it's more serious? If a repeat violation causes damage or injury?
And this is where it really escalates, reflects the danger, right?
Yeah.
If that repeat offense causes property damage, it becomes a Class A misdemeanor.
Same level as the potential starting point for the fake tag issue we just discussed?
Correct. And critically, if a repeat violation causes bodily injury to someone, that's a state jail felony.
Wow, felony level. That really underscores the state's focus on roadside safety, doesn't it? And deterring people who keep ignoring the law.
Precisely. It sends a very clear message. Ignore this law, especially repeatedly, and the risks get very severe very quickly, depending on the outcome.
Okay, so let's just quickly recap for you. We've looked at two key updates from the source materials.
First, temporary license plates are now legally government documents. This means much tougher penalties for fraud, potentially up to felony charges.
Right. And second, the move over or slow down law now hits repeat offenders much harder. Penalties increase significantly, even reaching state jail felony level if someone gets hurt because of a repeat violation.
Understanding these changes isn't just, about avoiding a ticket or fine. It's really fundamental. It's about knowing the laws designed to keep everyone safer out there.
Absolutely. So here's something to maybe think about as you go about your day.
Go ahead.
Consider how just changing the label on something like calling a temporary tag a government document instead of just, well, a temporary tag, how that simple change unlocks a whole different set of legal tools and potential punishments. It completely reframes how authorities can act and what it means for anyone caught breaking that rule.
It's a powerful reminder of how legal language shapes reality.